Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. I get asked a lot of money questions, and a lot of those questions are about the flavor of the month. These days, it's about investing in crypto and fractional real estate and a little bit about psychedelics, investing in psychedelics. Before that, it was biotech stocks connected to vaccines, and before that, it was cannabis. Getting in on these trends can be super, super fun. You just need to make sure you've got a strong financial foundation first. But how do you know if your financial foundation is set? For more on this, we're going to talk to Hadriana Leo. She is a personal finance coach and founder of Money Navigator. Hello there.
Hey, Bruce. Thanks for having me. This is going to be good.
It's going to be good. I first want to ask you how you summon the patience on the flavor of the month ideas. Do you wait for 30 seconds at least and then ask them if they've eliminated their credit card debt? Or are you more patient than me and you wait for like a whole 5 minutes?
Yeah, you know what? I am very patient. It goes towards my coaching capacity, you know, all of that superpower that I have. I am more patient, but I have to say that as I've been in the sector longer, I have a way of cutting to the chase that's not too abrupt, that allows people to, you know, tell me what you need to tell me, and then let's just cut to the chase. Where are you on some vital, you know, stability issues when it comes to your financing? Like, are you behind on your rent? If you're like, hello, let's be serious here. So I am a little more patient, but I have a system to really cut to the chase.
What does a strong financial foundation look like? What does it feel like? What are you looking for to do that diagnostic?
Yeah, I like that you also included what does it feel like, because a big part of that is that confident feeling, that peace of mind feeling that a person needs to have before they even start exploring or speculating a little bit with their finances. Stability is the core thing that I look for. I'm not really looking for a certain amount in assets. I'm looking for, where are you in the whole financial journey, and are you stable where you are? So you need to have found your footing at whatever stage you're at before we can start talking about that next thing that you want to do.
How evangelical or puritanical are you about credit card debt? Because I will admit I'm pretty puritanical about that when it comes to a financial foundation.
Yeah, I can appreciate that. You see, because the debt usually speaks to another issue. If the debt is climbing, then we know that there are other things going on. I'm not too puritanical about it, but I do have the patience to address what's underlying. I'm a coach after all, so that we can take some, give ourselves a little liberty with how we deal with the credit card debt. If you have credit card debt, it doesn't mean that your foundation isn't strong, but it is a huge liability if your debt is not managed.
So there's the financial thing. So there could be like, there's an income, there's either no or limited credit card debt. What are some of the habits that you would include in that broader conversation about the financial foundation?
Well, I think one of the key factors I need to see is how you make financial decisions. Like, what are the things that you are thinking through in making a financial decision? Is it that, oh, I heard all about this and my neighbor has this thing and they said they got 55% return and I'm all into it.
Right.
Is that your gauge for thinking I want in on this? How are you factoring your decision-making? And if you are using that sort of thinking or thought process, where are you going with that? What is your track record? So the way you make decisions, I think, is very important, but also, can you take it? I mean, when it gets hot on your investment options, or when things look a little shaky, are you sleeping? Or are you up all night watching the tickers go across the screen? Can you handle that next thing that you want to do? That's a key factor for me.
It's not a one and done. Like, you know, we use this metaphor of foundation. And when you pour one for a house, you hope it's one and done. That house, you know, sits on that foundation for generations. But people can face very different circumstances through their life, some positive, some that put a real crack in that foundation, job loss, illness, divorce. How do you bring that into the conversation?
Yeah, a good foundation does not eliminate potential earthquakes. Let's just be real. Circumstances outside of your best planning can sometimes come in there and interrupt all of those dreams and goals that you have. I think any good foundation allows you to flex. There has to be flexibility in there. I think any house built in an earthquake prone area is designed to actually flex instead of snap. So when we're talking about those unforeseen circumstances completely outside of our control, we need to understand that the foundations that we're going to be building today are not going to eliminate those challenges, but they will allow you to flex with them. So yes, we could all face job loss. Yes, as entrepreneurs, you know, the doo-doo can hit the fan and suddenly no one's buying your thing anymore. Do we have a cushion? Do we have some sort of options that will allow you to gracefully make your way through that circumstance and allow you to rebuild? Those are some key components of a good foundation.
Some of our listeners are really enjoying our conversation because they're like, thumbs up. I am so good to go. The metrics are there. The habits are there. I feel good. And other listeners are not. You're pointing out some real gaps for them that they haven't seen. What advice do you have for them?
Yeah, you know what? I think first things first, we need to see what part of the foundation is compromised. Is it something that we can patch? You know, maybe just add something to your portfolio. Is it something where we need to bring in additional supports, you know, or is it something where we actually need to scrap the whole thing and start over? I want every listener to understand that at every level in your financial journey, you will be challenged. So having a challenge, whatever that challenge might be right now, you're not an aberration. It is part of the journey. So first things first, embrace the fact that, okay, I'm a little bit messed up with my money, or I'm facing a money challenge, whatever it is, let go of the judgment. Okay, that's where you are. The second thing we're going to do is identify where that liability sits. And then we're going to strategize how we're going to meet that challenge and then prepare for the next one and the next one and the next one. But at every stage.
Wait a second. You mean there's a next one?
Hello. You tell me about it. I can just imagine. It's like climbing the mountain, reaching the summit, and you're like, yes, I made it. And then you look up and like, oh, crap, yeah. There's more. But yeah. The beautiful thing about it is, as long as you're enjoying the journey, as long as that financial journey is aligned with who you are goals that you can actually align with, it turns you on, it lights you up, you don't mind that celebration, that refueling for the next level. Your foundation is always going to be designed based on those dreams that you have, those goals that you're looking to meet. So for some people, the foundation may look different, but the truth is you have to build a foundation based on the house that eventually will go on it. So goal setting, dreaming, you know, having those big, bold ideas are essential when we think about what that foundation should look like.
Hey, Adriana, you are a delight. You are delight. Thank you for being here today.
My pleasure, Bruce.
Hey, Adriana Leo is a personal finance coach and the founder of Money Navigator.